you're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Dr. Maurice Boyer, regular guest here on His Time, talking about the upcoming Bach at the SEM. Dr. Boyer, welcome back.
Thank you, Andy.
Always enjoy our time together because we get to enjoy wonderful music that you share with us. And it's always about a great event coming up, Bach at the SEM. So you've been with Bach at the SEM for a little while now. And this is our final concert of the season.
That's correct. Yeah, so this is the final concert. So this is actually my second year with Bach at the SEM. It's been a great time with the group. I've delighted working with the instrumentalists and the singers, the choir, and also everyone here at the seminary. And for this final concert, actually, since it's taking place on Pentecost Sunday, we will end the program with one of Bach's Pentecost pieces, O Eternal Fire, O Source of Love. We begin the program actually with his Ascension Oratorio, Praise God in His Kingdoms. So it should be a great program. In the middle of that, I've tucked in a little aria. It's not so little, actually. It's a wonderfully rich and long and extended aria from a cantata for the last Sunday before Lent, the title of which is It Is Accomplished. So, of course, referring to the Gospel according to St. John. So wonderful. I think there'll be a lot of variety here and also some wonderful organ music. I think something for everyone to enjoy at this program.
Well, wonderful. Now, that's, you mentioned, coming up this Sunday at 3 p.m. This is Sunday of the Pentecost, of Pentecost, and 3 p.m. at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, and always just a wonderful time. It's in the chapel, correct? The chapel of Saints Timothy and Titus?
It is indeed. Mm-hmm. It is indeed.
Very good, very good. And the singers of Bach at the SEM, that's the cantorai, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Well, wonderful. Well, let's talk about some of the music at Bach at the SEM this time around.
Sure. So as I mentioned a second ago, we opened the program with the Ascension Oratorio, so the title of which would translate in English as Praise God in His Kingdoms. This piece, which is roughly the length of a longish cantata, so it's about 30 minutes in length. It opens with a burst of exhilaration. It's jubilant, sort of a jubilant opening. And the trajectory of the piece after that jubilant opening, which we might actually just have a listen to a tiny little snippet of right now, actually, just to give us a
sure.
sense of how brightly this piece opens.
All right, let's take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first selection.
So that was the opening chorus. As I mentioned, and as was evident just from listening to it, a very joyful opening to this piece. Since this was a festival day, the scoring for the piece, the instrumentation, is three trumpets, timpani, two oboes, two flutes, and the full complement of strings. So it's a full instrumentation, as was very obvious. So in some ways, like Bach pulls out all the stops for this moment of jubilation. After this, actually, the narrative sort of the cantata sort of dips down, if you will, on an emotional level. And all of a sudden, one is brought to the place at which the disciples found themselves when Christ departed, that being confused, not quite understanding what this is about and why is he leaving. And so with the alto aria that comes a little bit later in the cantata, one's left with the question, or with the plea, oh, please stay. Please stay, Jesus. I heard you left so quickly. Why have you left so quickly? And it's a plangent aria, and listeners may well recognize it in that it's the Bach reused this very piece later on in life when he pulled together pieces from all of his works to make what we now know as the B minor Mass. And this particular movement became the Agnus Dei. So perhaps you should have a little listen to this alto aria, and then I'll say a few more words about it. But you'll notice that everything is stripped bare here. So it's just the alto voice, a single violin line. That's sort of the string section playing, but just one line, and then the bass. So it's very spare and sort of lonely and wandering and sort of eyes lifted up toward heaven. So maybe we could have just a quick listen to that.
Sure.
Great. So that's, so as you can see, as you could hear in the musical lines, there are a lot of sort of these sort of sighing motives that are that sort of are there throughout the piece, sort of bringing to light this whole longing that's at the core of this aria. So the text basically is, "I'll stay yet, my dearest life. Do not flee from me so soon." From there, the cantata at the center moves to a chorale. I have not planned for us to listen to that today, but this is a chorale that's all about comfort. And the comfort here that is brought to the four is that now, with the ascension, Christ is now reigning from on high, and all things are subject to him, whether it be the air, the water, or even princes and principalities. They are all under his dominion. So a moment of stillness and comfort in the middle of the piece. After that chorale, things are sort of moving toward the final chorus, which is one that is, again, joyful, just like the opening. But before we get there, we have this beautiful, beautiful soprano aria in which the bass line has been removed. So what we have is a soprano line, so high voice, mm-hmm. two flutes in unison, high instrument, oboe, high instrument, and then a quasi-bass line in the violins and the violas. So there's no real bass line. And so what one has is this feeling of upward lift, which is also appropriate given what the text is. The text is all about the soprano sort of asking to experience in the present time the newness that will be later when one is reunited with Christ. So there's this feeling of ascent, even in just in the instrumentation. And so eyes lifted up, this feeling of upward motion. So maybe let's just have a very short listen to a tiny excerpt from that aria, and then we'll wrap this piece up.
Very good.
Wonderful. So as you can hear, all upward lift and light and bright, sort of dance-like, actually. Following this is the last movement of the cantata, or the oratorio, and this is a festive, a fantasia, a chorale fantasia, with, again, the full instrumentation back in use. So the trumpets, the oboes, the flutes, the strings all together. And the chorale melody, interestingly, is as you might imagine, an Ascension chorale tune. But the chorale is actually a chorale tune in the minor mode. So a little bit of a darker feel to it. However, what's interesting is that Bach translates that very tune into a harmonization in the major mode. So bringing it into a brighter and, again, more, I guess, triumphant, you might say, tonality. The other thing that is interesting about this last movement, beyond its just ebullience, is the fact that it's in 6-4 time. Now, you may wonder, why in the world am I saying 6-4 time? Well, 6-4 time is the number 6 in sort of numerology was associated with Christ. And with his coming in particular. So, for instance, in the Advent Cantata, Cantata 62, the opening movement, which is all about Savior of the Nations come, the meter is 6-4. Well, here also this could be a... here all, which is about this last movement, is about the being reunited with Christ. The meter is also 6-4. Again, sort of symbolizing musically this coming of the Christ, the day when Christ will come back to bring us, to reunite us with him. So just a few little words there, obviously, about this amazing cantata. Maybe we just listen to a very short excerpt of the last movement, Andy?
The closing chorus?
Yes, the closing chorus, yes.
All right.
The closing chorale from the Ascension Oratorio, as you can hear, festive and joyful. From there, we move to this aria that I mentioned earlier from the from Cantata for the last Sunday before Lent. It is finished, or it is accomplished. Es ist vollbracht. It's a bass aria. One of the most beautiful arias, actually, that I know in all of the cantatas. It is startlingly still, with the strings accompanying in a very slow, sustained sort of halo-like sounds, and around that and within that texture, an oboe line sort of unspools in imitation with a bass soloist. I wanted to say a lot about the symbolism in there, but that would take too long.
Just about a minute left.
So maybe from there, I will just invite people to have a quick listen to the opening chorus of Cantata 34. Here also, we're in full festive mode with the coming of the Holy Spirit, the eternal fire and source of love, as the title of the cantata would say. So let's just perhaps end with a little more ebullience from J.S. Bach, and we can then invite folks to join us again on Sunday.
Very good. So, Bach at the Sem coming up this Sunday at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis, Missouri. And the music director, Dr. Maurice Boyer. That's coming up 3 p.m., is that right, at Concordia Seminary?
That's correct, 3 p.m. this Sunday in the Chapel of St. Timothy and St. Titus.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Boyer. Always great to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading, the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.